Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I want to start out by saying Happy New Year to everybody. This is our first show of 2017, and it's been a minute. So welcome back. Welcome back. It feels good to be back on the air. And I hope all my people's call in tonight. Just to kick it real quick, we're on only an hour tonight from 8 to 9 tonight, but normally it's a two-hour show, so we ask that you bear with us. If it runs over, it runs over. But 9 o'clock tonight is our deadline tonight. So, with that being said, this is an adult show. We do promote adult quotes 18 and over because we do discuss adult topics. We speak on things that happen on a daily basis in everyone's lives, real life stuff. This stuff is not fabricated. We get emails and letters and calls and stuff from different people speaking upon different topics, and we would like your input on the stuff that we are discussing. The number for our internet users, the number is 646-238-38. If you want to go on live and speak to us, you'll have to press the 1. It's not mandatory that you press the 1. You don't have to go on live. And even if you do go on live, you don't even have to give your government name. I know a lot of people are stage fright. They don't really like speaking in public or whatever. You can hit me up also on Facebook. I'm Angie Renee right now on Facebook. And you can send me an inbox if you have a question or something that you'd like me to ask, or if you want to leave a comment, a shout out, or whatever. You feel free to do so. We're not biased over here. We're not licensed psychologists either. However, we can support you in any way that we've tried to support you any way that we can. So we can't really fix people, but you might have some information that someone else may be able to use or different things like that. So just, again, feel free to leave comments and questions and all of that good stuff. Y'all know I welcome everybody, and I love the company. I love and appreciate the company. I appreciate our callers and everybody being patient with the radio show being down for a little while. We just had a few things that needed to be worked on. So right now, tonight is basically our welcome back show. And for all our callers out there, you know, get on, just give us a shout out. We give you one and all of that good stuff while we get this thing rolling. And whatever topics pop up, then that's what pops up. But tonight is basically our welcome back show. I want to give a shout out to our CEO and our executive producers, Mr. Rich Money and Ms. Storm. They behind the scenes running this thing, you know what I mean? They keep the system running. I like to give a shout out to them. And I also want to give a shout out to my co-host, Ms. Ray Queen. Whenever she gets in the building, she'll be here in a little while. So shout out to Ray Queen. Right now I think this is Aquarius season. Yes, this is Aquarius season. I like to give birthday shout out to anybody that's out here celebrating a birthday today. I have a couple of friends that are celebrating a birthday and a couple of family members. We have Ernestine, happy birthday. Jim, happy birthday. Ms. Barbara Martin, happy birthday. Everybody that's celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to y'all. Celebrate responsibly. Turn up. Do whatever you do. You know, we've missed a lot. A lot of stuff has been going on. Our country is in a mess right now. It's just a lot of things going on that we are definitely going to discuss, whether it's tonight or another night or whatever. We're definitely going to get that. We're going to get our topics popping like we normally do. So I just ask that y'all bear with us and show a little support, you know. Shout out to anybody out there that's trying to build a brand, that's trying to build a business and stuff like that, because that stuff is not easy. It's not, number one, marketing is very, very important. And if you don't have the support, if you don't have people to help support you when you're trying to get those things moving forward, then it's gonna remain stagnant. And it's not because that you're not doing what you're supposed to do as far as starting your business. It's just that you really don't get the support from certain people, feeling that, okay, we're not, oh, I don't do that, or I ain't got the money right now. And a lot of times that might be the case. You might not have it. You understand what I'm saying? But don't say you're going to do something and you don't do it. Like that wise woman, a.k.a. my mother, told me, if you don't have nothing else, let your word be your bond. You know what I'm saying? My great-grandmother made deals with her word and a handshake. So, you know, if that's a, don't just say that you're going to do something and you're not going to do it. You know what I mean? You just don't do that. I don't find that fair. But anyway, we have our first caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Your name and where you calling from. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey. And who do we have on the line?
It's that old Twisted Tea.
Hey, what's going on, Mama?
Happy New Year, happy all of all the good things, and happy, happy, happy.
Happy everything to you too, sweetheart. What's going on? How you doing?
Honey, I'm doing okay. I'm trying to get this baby shower and this baby up in this world, and preparing for a baby shower is no joke. It's Saturday, and it's just like so much to do. I'm giving a rush back home because she got a photo shoot tonight at the house.
Okay.
Then we're decorating Friday. Like, it's not enough days. It's not enough hours, right?
Listen, we already know how to do. It's definitely not enough hours in the day to do what you got to do.
Yes.
It just don't stop.
But then that girl's supposed to be here next month. I don't think she's going to make it, though.
Oh, okay. And this is your daughter having a baby?
Yes, after 10 years.
Congratulations. It's all good.
Thank you. Well, I think, Ben, welcome back.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Yes.
It feels good to be back in the building. You know, you know, I do this all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you calling in and all that good stuff.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, hey, it is what it is. One of these days, you know, I'm coming back.
Okay.
You know what? I want to speak on something. Like, honestly, why do people lie and know that when they lie so much and so, like, just so deep into the lying that they convince themselves that it's the truth?
Well, see, those are habitual liars. That's just a habit of theirs. And a lot of times you have some people that don't know how to do nothing but lie. And you know what I'm saying? And that's because they're living a lie. You know what I mean? If you're not living
right.
Then all can come out your mouth with a bunch of lies. So that's
You know, but some of it little bit, I'm serious, like, I know this person, right? Like, you moved away. Like, you're supposed to be bettering yourself, But, you know, you live in a whole new lifestyle of being married and, you know, but you never tell anybody that you was around, that you married or whatever. You know, and, like, you just constantly living this lie, like, oh, yeah, I got this good job and business. You know, at the end of the day, you're not even working either.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. You don't have to
Because, honestly, where can you go out of town, get a new job, but be off all types of, you know, any time of the week that you want to be? I don't know no place like that. Especially if you're working Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, you cannot get those days because you haven't accumulated anything. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I got a news flash for you. That happens all over the place. You got some kind of people all over the place. You liable to run into anybody anywhere, especially nowadays. Our world has changed.
But I found it hilarious. Like, you know, we talking about people in their 50s. Like, when do you really get a life?
Hey, well, listen, at that age, that is his life or her life. That's their life.
Right.
You understand
what
I'm saying?
Like, you know, you've been living this life so long, and you lie so much to people that you just honestly believe that, hey, it's the truth.
Well, you know what it is? It can be a few things, a few reasons why that happened. You have people that ego trip. and, you know, put themselves on this pedestal or make themselves have this kind of status or standard where they're going to have to lie to build themselves up above anybody else.
Right,
you understand
right.
what I'm saying? Those people
right.
are so busy glorifying someone else's status and looking at someone else's status. So they're going like, oh, I you know what I'm saying? Instead of really,
right.
now listen, that stuff can really happen. You can really have those things, those perks and good job and all that stuff. People do have that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not like it's possible. People do have that. But for those that lie about it, they got some internal things
exactly.
going on.
Right. And you know what? At the end of the day, my brother, I honestly believe it's more of a mental thing as well.
Oh, that's what
it's first. But the thing is, you know, when it really doesn't matter to that person, you don't need to lie to that person. I'm not putting no money in your pocket, no clothes on your back, food on your table. So you don't have to be that.
Right. Right. that's true. You come to me. Bring the real you to me. Bring the real you. You know what I'm saying? You'll get respected more when you truly
exactly.
come out. Like, you know what I'm saying? And when you lie to a person, you give up their options. You understand what I'm saying? Now you leave them no option but other than to not trust you. You understand?
You can't build
trust by lying out the gate. Listen, I'm gonna
right.
give you who I am. From day one, I'm not a rich person. I work Monday through Friday, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I have a decent job, whatever. I'm such and such, and I'm going to give you that option now. You can either take it or leave.
Right. You know, because at the end of the day, I could care less what you do at the end of the day. But, you know, my thing is, you don't have to lie to me. Hey, I'm just your best friend, supposedly. But when you start lying to your best friend, the loyalty is not there.
The sad part is they're not even lying to you. They're lying to themselves.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
True.
They're lying to themselves, and this is what they're presenting to you. So they're just lying to themselves. So if I were you, I wouldn't even take that personal.
I don't.
You don't have to deal with it. I'm not saying that you have to accept it either, but I wouldn't take it personal because, again, they're lying to themselves. This is how they want to live. This is how they choose to live. And hey, you do that over there. I'm not mad at
you.
I'm
not the only person that they have come to with the same drama. Like, to me, it's just drama and game.
That's just them. That's just how they operate. That's how they move. And they're hoping to find them a victim that'll suck all that in. That's what that is.
Right. You know, and sometimes I think they want that, like, where you just, like, just get into an argumentative thing. No. First and foremost, I don't do women. Secondly, you're not related to me. I thought we were the best of friends.
Right.
But you're living a lie. But if that's what you want to do, babe, you know, normally you would tell me everything. Like,
mm-hmm.
but I'm finding totally different because your family is talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like me. You know, like, hey, yeah, I was. Honestly, all my stuff is still damn stuff. But my doctor says no. So who am I going to get? Myself or the doctor?
Right.
I feel like my doctor knows best for me. So that's why
y'all
are lying. I'm back in Pennsylvania.
When you speaking upon health, when it comes to your health, that's got to be first and foremost.
Because if
you're not healthy, what else you gonna do but be wherever you live at, be laid up in a bed somewhere or in a hospital or whatever, not being able to maneuver. So you have to obey the orders when it comes to your health.
Right.
You know,
I ain't working that bad, but guess what? I ain't known for nothing either.
Hey. So, listen.
As long as I got God on my side, I never want for nothing. I don't care what the struggle is. I will not want for nothing. I was just listening to that song, I believe, this morning. You know what? I know that it's about to be over and done. All the hard times, the struggles, they're going to be real. It's going to still be struggles. And my struggles are going to be so easy to maintain and go through that I ain't going to even realize I got a struggle.
That's a listen. And you know what? Try not to even worry about it. Worrying don't do nothing for you anyway. But
honey, that's why I had to pray on it. And right now, like I said, I know for a fact I got my answer. You know, no weapon form shall prosper.
Okay, now. And if that's what you believe, that's what you stick to. You understand what I'm saying?
Listen, with my real family, my GQ family, and my friends and folks, honey, I ain't got to worry about nothing no more. Nothing. Huh? Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. Listen, folks, we have another caller on the line. Right now, we're going to take this next caller. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Peace, what's going on?
Peace, what's the deal? Hello, how y'all doing? What's going on? Welcome back.
Thank you. What's going on with you? We got the one and only the mayor in the building. Let's welcome the mayor to the line. What's going on, mayor?
What's happening? Captain Clapback is in the building. What's going on?
Hey.
Everything is everything. Happy 2017. What took you so long?
All right.
Welcome to the party. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So what's happening? What are we talking about, man?
Right now, you know, we got Twisted T on the line, and she was just speaking about a few things. But now, this is just our welcome show. We just welcoming people back, you know what I'm saying, getting back in the loop.
Right.
We've been out.
Where the food at, man? You got no food, no drink?
I
know.
Food
or drink for the fire. Ain't no food or drink. What's going on?
We struggling over here. We got to build our ship back up.
You brought that laugh back, though. What's going on, ladies?
Nothing much. It's good to hear you. What's good? What's going on?
It's good to be heard, man. Listen, I'm out here doing the Lord's work. You know what I'm saying? I said, well, let me call the Diva Squad and all of that good stuff. Yes, I'm doing the Lord's work, if you know what I mean.
It wouldn't be you if you wasn't.
It's so lovely out here. It's so lovely out here. But, yo, it's good to see y'all back in the building, man. Word up. Because something was getting kind of boring. It's getting kind of dry. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I know it was your birthday just passed and all that. I'm sorry. But it's the Diva Squad, man. Would be that me? So, yeah, glad to see y'all back in the building. What's the topic, man? Let's talk about something. Let's chop it up. Let's go.
Tonight we didn't have no specific topics. We was actually just freelancing. You understand
you
what I'm saying?
You mean to tell me with all this nonsense going on, you ain't got those specific topics? Oh, damn.
No, listen. This is why I said we're freelancing, because we do have a lot of things that can be talked about.
Damn,
you can be one and we can go away. So that's my point. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even get a chance to step into politics yet. You understand what I'm saying?
No,
we can do that.
Yeah, I feel you. Because you know me.
Yeah,
I'm going to be in the Super Bowl. You know me. You know what I'm saying?
That too.
Yeah,
the Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday, and I have a few listeners on here right now. For those that are listening, the mayor on here right now, he gets it in with sports. He got all sports all day, every day.
Yes.
So you understand what I'm saying? And listen, we get that profit too. We go get that profit too. So
yeah, I mean,
I'm going with Atlanta. I went out on the limb. I know everybody's like Brady Grace, but
you know what? I didn't even do the pick. I didn't even pick the game on my show. You know what I mean? I rock out every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. after Further Review 2.0, a.k.a. the sideline pass and all that. I didn't even do the pick. So you know what? I'm going to give my GQ Palace people, Diva Squad, my exclusive, all right? I'm going to let you know first who I think is going to win the game. And I'm going to tell you why real quick, and then I'm going to bounce and let y'all do what y'all do.
Okay.
Atlanta is going to beat New England.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. Atlanta
got
two.
Hold that thought real quick.
Yeah,
I just want to bring one caller on.
I got you.
I want to bring a caller on right quick.
Indeed.
Caller, are you there? Hello?
Yes, are you speaking to me?
Yes, yes, Mike, I hear you. I hear you, Mike.
Hey, hey. What's happening?
Peace, welcome back.
I was looking at Facebook and I seen the Diva Squad. I was like, okay, I didn't get my call, but I'm good.
Oh,
I'm good.
At this point right now, we have the mayor on the line as well.
Uh-huh.
He's about to give his exclusive on the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Okay.
Listen, peace. I didn't think that it was going to happen the way it's supposed to happen, but I think Atlanta's got something in store for New England. I think New England's overthinking it. It's like, how do you stop Atlanta? If you try to put two on Julio Jones, that running game that Atlanta got ain't no joke. Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman going to tear New England up. So when they load the box and try to stop the running game, you got Julio Jones over the top. And New England, neither one of those defenses are, like, exquisite. So it's going to be some points scored in the game. But I think Atlanta is going to run New England up and down the field. And Brady's going to have
really
to come back
are.
Again, and they're going to panic. Watch Muhammad Sanu, strictly on the Muslim tip. He's the only Muslim in the Super Bowl. Watch out for him.
I totally agree. Mike, what you think?
I really don't follow football, but the brother made a convincing display of what he thinks, so I'm in agreement with him. I'll just say it like that.
We appreciate you. Yeah.
You came with all that conviction, you know?
I hear that. We appreciate that anyway, Mike. You know what I'm saying? But again, Mike, tonight is just our welcome back show, and we just talk about different things. We got our little sports in real quick, and we're just talking about different stuff. You know what I mean? Just to get our phone back in the loop and welcome everybody back to the show. So welcome and thanks for calling in. What's up?
I was just missing you all then when I looked on Facebook and I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, cool, they back. You all cover so many vast topics, and you keep it real, And a lot of times, people avoid real talk,
That's real talk.
that's very much needed, especially in all our communities. I'm here in Indianapolis right now, and they need to be tuning in on to what you're saying. So, I just want to say thank you for even having the program, and making sure everybody have a voice,
Appreciate that. Spread the word to your peoples in your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Tell them
to get on. You know what I'm saying? We accept anybody over here, white, black, or indifferent. So, and Mexicans too, Donald Trump. We take them too.
I knew that was coming. And it was a matter of time. It was a matter of time before we got hit with the DC language. Okay.
Listen, my thing is, right now we only on until 9 o'clock tonight. We only did an hour show tonight.
Right quick. So what did you think about that little meeting he had, the little powwow he had with Omarosa and the other village people?
You had those same people that met with him sold their damn souls.
But
you
know what, though? My thing is this. All those people were his supporters. Okay?
Yeah.
He didn't meet with nobody that had an opposite point of view. So you could really get, his vibe. And what he said about Frederick Douglass was some generalized BS. So I'm not going to curse because Miss Lavina got the button on me. You know what I mean? And what he said about Frederick Douglass was some straight garbage. Like that. That dude is real general. And for Ben Carson and the preacher, pastor dude, his wife, to say, don't beat me in the head, son. Don't beat me in the head. I'm telling you, do not beat me in the head. But you got everybody up there kowtowing. I ain't said that in a long time. Kowtowing.
I ain't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I'm true school like that. But Like, I don't understand where this dude is coming from, because he's not even considering the other side. He's not even considering. He's just coming through and running through, bang, 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 doing him, doing him, doing him.
You know what it is? Because he has no regard for people, period. Not even his support. And his supporters don't even understand that. The people that don't fuck with him, excuse me, that don't mess with him, they know what he's about. He ain't about people. It's some people that don't. Let me tell you something. Rewind to our election. That entire election was an anti-Obama election. Had nothing to do with Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or Bernie Sanders. It had nothing to do with nobody. It was an anti-Obama. They didn't care who got in there. You understand what I'm saying? They didn't really want Hillary because she had too many ties with Obama. You know what I mean? And then what other choices did they have on the other side? But that was our people's fault for not getting Bernie Sanders in that seat.
Well, you know what, man? Listen, it is what it is. We still here. Your heart is pumping. You know what I mean? And
true
that. Passionate about
and I won't lose any sleep. I really don't lose no sleep over that either. But you already know. I am going to voice my opinion. I think it's a travesty, but
yeah.
Just
don't
start messing with my mom's medical. Don't start messing with my mother's medical and her low income.
We get loose like that in 2017, son. Let me find out. Listen, y'all do y'all thing, man. Y'all got an hour tonight. I know y'all got some more callers burning up the line and all that. Shout out to Miss Lavina. Shout out to Big Rich, the homie and all that. The whole Diva Squad, you know what it is. And stay consistent, man. Thank you. This is the man. I'm out of here. I'll talk to you next week. Bong.
Peace, mate. Thank you. Yes. Mike, you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Yeah, I just think it's a travesty how, you know, a lot of people may not agree with me, which is fine, but my opinion is, they allowed Donald Trump to get in there because they saying if a black man can run this country, anybody can. That's just what they think. This is how stupid they think black people are. You understand what I'm saying? And that shows, that manifests. It shows in how they act and how they're reacting to people. You understand? People of a minority descent. So that goes to show. That's not something I'm fabricating right now. That's what they displayed.
Well, I mean, if I may, if that's how they're looking at it, you know, they pick a weak choice because, you know, you have Obama, the clean glass, you know, and then you have Trump, the dirty glass. Now, at some point in time, somebody got to wake up. People going to have to wake up and start paying more attention to the clean glass. Because out of all the presidents, Obama has been the cleanest out of all of them. You know what I'm saying? And especially for minorities, especially our people. We better start waking up and look at that clean glass and start cleaning ourselves up and cleaning our communities up, cleaning our thinking up and our thoughts up and become family again. So hopefully Trump being in there actually does that. That's my take on it.
I hope so too. I would love to have been a fly on the wall when Steve Harvey and Kanye West and everybody was sitting in there talking to them, talking to Trump, because my thing is I've never seen him in a meeting with Obama, because the stories that they're speaking about trying to clean up the inner city and different things like that, that stuff has been going on. You understand what I'm saying? Why all of a what all of a sudden made you now pop out and say, oh, well, this is a problem. We need to fix this. That's been a problem. Where have you been?
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? Stop shooting for the token.
Hey, I agree. I mean, I definitely agree with what you're saying. And then on the other hand, it's like this. You know, you only attract that what you are. You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump is all about money. Like you said, his people is money. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And there's a whole bunch of black artists, black people out there are the same way. So, you know, don't think that fly on the wall wasn't there listening to how they're going to grease each other palm and fatten each other pocket, because it's all about money.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
right.
That's how Donald Trump is looking at it. It's all about money. So,
and
Steve Harvey, all about money, too. You know?
Right.
You could say, well, you down the black person. Hey, you know, the reality of it is, I see it the way that it is. You know, because we have enough black entertainers that really wanted to help clean up the streets, clean up our community. Why they gotta wait for a stamp of approval for a president or anybody else? They have enough money to come together and get it done. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what is it really about? You know, what is it really about? You know.
Yes.
So
I want to know the real story. That's a fact.
Yeah.
I do. I want to know what the real story. What's the real reason? What did he promise y'all? You understand what I'm saying? Kanye West, you having money issues. So what is he promising you? Because like I said, these issues they're speaking about crime in the inner cities have been going on.
Right.
Donald Trump don't care about that stuff. He's going to say, let me go into these inner cities, clean it up, and make it so the people there can't afford to be there anymore. That's going to clean it up. That's his way of cleaning that place up.
Right. I agree. I don't know. I mean, when I look at entertainers that do that, I don't know. I mean, Steve Harvey became famous because of what we did, you know.
Right.
Because we helped put these people in certain positions of authority, if that's what they want to call it.
And that's my thing, Mike. Go to people that driving buses. You didn't see nobody
right.
that drives the bus in there talking to Donald Trump, or people that's driving trucks that spends hours out on the road whipping them trucks, and you know firsthand. You understand what I'm saying? That's away from their families all the time. You understand? I didn't see anybody from the military there speaking with him either. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't see none of that. Let's go to the people that's actually living in these areas every day and speak to them.
Right.
And you know what it is? They don't want to hear from him because they know he's blowing up with smoke. You blow smoke up people's behind. You know what I mean? That's why you go to these entertainers. Now, I haven't really heard anything from Kanye West or a track or anything that he put out stating his problems.
Right. Mm.
So come on, stop trying to beat us in the head. Stop trying to pee in our ear and tell us it's raining outside. Get out of here.
Absolutely.
I get passionate. It doesn't consume my day, but I am very passionate about that because you're talking about my tax dollars and different things like that. Now he got this travel ban and stuff like that. And this is another thing I wanted to raise too. Because he keeps saying Muslim, this Muslim. How could you look at anybody and tell if they're Muslim? How do you know what religion they practice? They have Muslims that look like him. You understand what I'm saying? He's generalizing an entire. He made a religion into a race. Muslim, being Muslim is a religious practice. It has nothing to do with anybody's race. He started out with Mexicans. He's fighting with them. You're fighting with Muslims. Choose your poison, Donald Trump. Because somewhere it's gonna crash on him.
Right. Well, you know, with me, Andy, I mean, I can speak from all those different perspectives because, you know, first of all, just being black, being born and raised here in America. And then, you know, I was in Islam for 22 years. I was in the Nation of Islam for 22 years. You know what I'm saying? So the reality of it is the hatred and whatnot that some people are now calling themselves starting to witness and realize, that's been a part of our life and our culture forever. You know?
That's right.
And
That's true.
I don't see what president including Obama that they put in there, that really has spoken to that, to make that change for us. You know, so what I surmise it as what you're saying is, you know, the truck drivers, the school teachers, all these people that's actually doing something in those communities to make a difference and make a change, if they had the television, if they had the Steve Harvey's money backing them and whatnot, this could change overnight. But, you know, everybody want to still clown and foot shuffle just to be seen like they made it somewhere. But your people still suffering and down, you know.
Right.
And now America is the same way. America is the laughing stock of the world. You know, I was in the military too, and I seen how that their behavior was all around the world. So they're like the laughing stock of the world right now. So,
and it's sad. To the point, it's actually scary because he is in a position where he think he can. He's big enough to do whatever he wants to when he wants to. You understand what I'm?
Right.
No retrospect of any other human being, not even his own wife. He don't even respect her.
Right.
You understand? And that's a dangerous combination.
Absolutely. You know, and it's not like Americans are not still traveling overseas. But because of his behavior, now he putting, even when you go overseas, he putting harmless citizens in jeopardy. Because everybody looking at America, but they see his face as America. So, you know, you worrying about being safe here, shoot, no matter where you go, if they can identify you as an American and you stopping them from getting you here, they're going to get you somewhere else. It doesn't matter. And
that's
so that lets you know his ignorance. That whole behavior, and I don't even do politics. Never have and really never will. But this type of behavior how can you avoid it? I mean, it's just everywhere. And the more that I hear and see, I'd be like, wow. The laughing stock of the world.
When people looking to see what devilish ways look like, it shows. If they're paying attention, you'll see what the devil looks like. You understand that? Stop looking for a red suit and horns with a pitchfork. You look for those blue collar, the blue collar shirts and a button down shirt and a tie and suit.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You got to wake up and pay attention because we're living amongst them every day, and a lot of people don't, even though you don't get involved into politics and all stuff, you still have to be aware. You're still aware of what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? And that's major. So, but it's just, you know. We gotta hold. We gotta do something.
Well, you know, Angie, what I'm really starting to notice, even like with his supporters and whatnot. I mean, now this is just my take on it. You know, Trump is is in the process of exposing all the lies and things that they've been telling people for years. And what I mean by that, when his own people or the ones that voted for him stop being affected by what he's doing and they realize what you said, that he ain't about people, you talking about riots. I mean riots. I ain't talking about I'm not talking about no protesting and marching and singing and all. I'm talking about straight out riots. They found that they've been duped just like we have. Watch what I tell you.
Like Malcolm X said, that's when them chickens going to come on the roost.
Absolutely.
Chickens come on the roost. And it's sad. Like I said, and it's scary, too, because at any given moment, see, what it is, not all Trump supporters are racist. They're not all racist. But everybody that is a racist voted for him.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, and it, like you said, now a lot of our history is going to really be exposed now. That's why it's important for us to even get on the internet and learn of ourselves. Learn of yourself. That way you can stand your ground. And that's what it takes. Just having a little bit of knowledge is enough standing your ground. You don't even need a gun. That's one of the biggest guns you can carry is your brain.
You know,
it's all about awareness. Then comes accountability. You know, it starts with awareness and then comes accountability. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? So we know as black people, we know that there was a lot of things. We were stripped off almost everything, of everything, learning, voting, and stuff. We are in a better position now as far as those things go than we were back in the day, where they can't just randomly go snatch somebody off the street and lynch them. But now they're killing people and they have the people to justify why stuff is going on and different things like that. See, this is just, that's the dangerous part about it. And this is how I'll say it. Y'all probably heard me say it before and I said it again. Slavery was never, it was never resolved. It was just pacified. It was never abolished. It was only swept under the rug. And now it's become a big, big molehill now.
Absolutely.
Now we're tripping over this rug. We're tripping over this rug, starting out with the head of our country. Now, if the commander in chief is no good, what do you think the rest of his followers are going to be?
Right, that's right.
That doesn't take rocket science.
I agree with you. You know, about not all his followers being racist and all that, and I agree. You know, with that. I'm also listening to how you saying that we are better now than we was, back during slavery time. You know, I looked at, like you said, our history, and you know, there was a time when we had our own bus companies, you know, our own hotels. We had no other choice but to, you know, to provide all the services we need to our people. You know,
mm-hmm.
so in that regard, like business wise, and you know, when we start integrating businesses and things like that, now you have all these major corporations running things, but it ain't us. But we support, you know, of course we support it. But the point that I want to make is that once again, when the people start realizing the mass consciousness of the people start realizing that it wasn't that what was being done to us all along is now being done to them.
Right.
It's gonna get hectic. I mean, it's gonna get, you know, because just think about it. Poison our water, we know that ain't nothing new. They can poison our water
right.
for years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But 10, 15 years ago, now you should be drinking spring water or get a water machine because they know that the pipes are rusty even in their neighborhood.
Right.
So as all these things start coming to the surface about, you know, even with poison in the food, you know, we always had the worst food. But now they're
right.
Genetically altering the food. So everybody's got bad food now.
Right.
And they
right.
start realizing that what was being done to us all along is now being done to them. Then they'll start
right.
seeing that it ain't just black people in history. This is American history. They don't care
this
nothing about
American
nobody.
Stuff. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
America don't care nothing about no people other than the corporations and these people that are rich. They don't care nothing about no other people that at all. And they're going to start seeing that. And when they see it, it's going to be crazy. That's all I can say. Next couple of years is going to be crazy. That's
my the conversation at work has changed drastically as far as that matter, because you used
right.
to have people, oh, Obama did this, Obama did that, and not only Obama, they even still talking about Hillary Clinton. Y'all still trying to defend why y'all didn't vote for her? She's out of the equation. Why are you still talking about her? You understand
right.
what I'm saying? They everything to keep from expressing what they put in the seat. Now defend your action. Defend why your choice of why you chose
right.
this guy, because he's showing the total opposite of what he told you to get in there.
Right.
The only thing that he's making light of and that he's doing is trying to ban Mexicans and build some wall. But guess what? He thought Mexico was going to pay that. Guess who's going to pay for that? We are.
Sure are.
20% of everybody that works is going to be paying to build some doggone wall. And like they were saying, you building a wall for what? They fly here. Either they fly
right.
or digging tunnels. That wall can't stop nothing.
That's right.
That wall
wow.
can't stop nothing. And he's mad. He only mad in Mexico is because that you have that man over there that's worth more money than him. You understand what I'm saying? That's why he's really mad. And people are not talking about that. People don't talk about
right.
that situation. Why is he really mad at Mexicans? Because you had a bunch of them working for you. They work
right.
they work for you. Everybody talk about the immigrants, but it's these companies and that's these landscaping companies and the construction companies, they're the ones who's cashing in on these people. They go around there wherever they hang out, whether it's 7-Eleven or some the local deli or the train station or wherever these people migrate at. This is where those companies go to pick those people up because they don't want to pay insurance or employee tax. So they're the
right.
ones who's catching on that. You understand what I'm saying? But now y'all want to all of a sudden be mad, send them home and do it. I said let them stay. Give them a tax ID number. Tax them like you're doing. Let them stay here. They already here.
Right.
So it's not.
Wow.
Yeah, they act like they take it. And another thing that I get mad is when people try to compare that to slavery. Not at all. They do get out there and work long hours in a day. But guess what? They get paid decent money. I've worked in the bank. I've cashed their checks. They don't get paid pennies.
Right.
They don't get paid pennies. They get paid. We used to have to work just and hopefully we get a meal at the end of the night as far as slavery goes. So please, please, please stop comparing the two. Totally different.
I mean, it is no comparison. I mean, just think about it. You know, everybody that America has done harm to, America has paid them reparations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where's all that?
Where's my 4 acres in the...
Where is it? You know, so
yep.
for anybody that's turning a blind eye to that, the reality that we were treated and still are being treated totally different than the mass population of the world... In other words, nobody in history can compare to ours. And I mean, that's just the bottom line. Am I being racist? No. That's just the fact. I'm the proof. You know? And
that's the fact. And the hard part is they'll never understand it because they never had to be faced with things like that. Where you're
right.
discriminated against because of the color of your skin. You didn't have your daughters and mothers and stuff wasn't raped. And not they were raping the men too. This is and listen, they oh my God, the story can get deep. I'm telling you, people. You know, I try, and I don't do it, and it's not doing it to you know to take anything from anybody. This is just to enlighten people, and it'll give people a little insight of why people are the way we act now as far as black people go. Listen.
Right.
We've been through a lot of things, and some things personally. You
right.
understand what I'm saying? Some things we went through personally, even this day and age. And it's, you know, and like I said, if you've never been through anything like that, you'll never fully understand. But when we speak upon it and try to get you to understand and get you to see where we're coming from, then their defense is, oh, get over it.
Well, you know, Angie, I'm going to tell you, you know, we grew up in Greenport. You know, that small place is but a minute. So, you know, when I went
right.
to service, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to serve my country and, you know, I was all patriotic. Man, I was faced with so much racism just because, number one, you know how black I am, but also, you know, the way I walk and my accent, my New York accent at that time. And
right.
for the first 3 years in the service, I mean, I caught hell. And I had never, I knew where we grew up, there was such thing as racism. But it was so petty, it was small. But this is the first
right.
time that I ever experienced systematic
right.
racism.
That yeah.
systematic racism. And when it's done that way, it's hard to point a finger at a person.
Right.
you
right.
know, but you know what you're experiencing, you know, and then to try to make you think that you're crazy, you know, because
right.
they're not a person you could point to. It's a system.
Right.
You know?
Right. And you know what? And I just want to give a quick shout out to Dia. Dia Wilson, she just raised a great point as well too. We can't forget about the Indians too. You understand?
Oh,
we got to big them up first. Not they're being treated like that now, again.
Right.
Where how they're putting water on them in 20-degree weather so they can freeze them out. That's how they stole America when they poisoned all of that, the lion skin and all of that stuff with the bubonic plague and poisoned all of them. This is how their government was built. America's government was built. And again, they hate to hear that because then it exposes and it'll tell a lot of them the story that their forefathers and stuff never told them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just think about it. After that, their first winter here, and the Indians helped them through the winter, they repaired
mm-hmm.
them by giving them blankets with smallpox in it. Who does
yeah.
that?
Yep.
Who does that?
Yep. And listen, that's why a lot of people, like, you know, that childhood song, Ring Around the Rosie, that's not a good song. That's a good song. The origin of that song is from when they did all of that, when they poisoned those people, again, with the bubonic plague and all of that stuff, when they had all of that Ring Around the Rosie is when they burned the bodies and they took rose and stuff and stuck them in their pockets because the smell was so bad. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? So, like I said, that wasn't a good song. You had to look it up. You understand what I'm saying? So,
right.
if you know your history, that's why you got to know your history so you'll know how to speak. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
So you're not ignorant to a lot of things. And it's just,
yeah.
it's sad, again, this day and age, that we are actually seeing how people used to live back in the day. When Dr. King and stuff.
What you were saying earlier about building the wall to keep Mexicans out, but Texas was Mexico, Louisiana was
yeah.
Mexico, all these places was Mexico, and then you
yeah.
come show force, take these people land, and now you're talking about keeping them out off of their own land, and you gonna build a wall? And so, yes, I'm in agreement. People need to go and do their research. Not let somebody tell them. Do your own research. And you'll be able to come to draw your own conclusion about the trueness of American history and find out why America is so divided. It ain't just today. America has never been unified, ever. So much so, they went to war against each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Between the states. It has never been unified. So... let's not talk about making America great again. It was never great, ever. because it started from hypocrisy. So, that's my take.
Yes, listen, and that's the truth. Like you said, it didn't just start. It's been going on.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you, Dia, for tuning in. You know, again, I like to thank everybody for calling in. You know what I'm saying, and touching in. Tonight was really our welcome back show. You know, but you know, once again, politics. I can go on all day and night with that. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, because we're actually only running till 9 tonight. So, but I mean, if we go a little over, it's all good. But you know, over here at the Palace. This is a platform where we do open up discussion on topics in everyday life that you hear on the radio, see on the TV, newspaper, or experience at work. And this is a place just where, even if you just want to vent or, you know, and just get your voice heard out there. You know, that's why we open, you know, this radio show up. And we do appreciate people that do call and listen and all of that good stuff. So, and hopefully, you know, we're going to be on every week. That we will be on every week. And we appreciate the support of our callers and listeners, you know. I definitely do. And again, shout out to whoever's having a birthday tonight and in this month. Oh, shout out to my cousin Landa, Lance, a.k.a. Lansky. Happy birthday to you and happy birthday to Miss Amber Amity. Oh, their birthday is on Saturday. This Aquarius, what they call them, Aquarians. Those are celebrating an Aquarius birthday. Happy birthday to y'all again. Well, we're going to be running from 8 to 10 on Wednesday night at the same number, 646-238-3838. Call in and press that one. And I appreciate the mayor and T and Mike calling in tonight and just chopping it up a little bit. Next week, we're going to have a little bit of everything going on again next week. And we hope that you can, you know, call in and chop it up with me, Miss Mo, better. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the company over here. So we do play music sometimes, too, for those who don't know the radio show. We talk radio, but we do play songs occasionally. We have on Fridays, our CEO runs a show also on Fridays at 7 p.m. He does a show, and he usually has different guests. Special guest on his show, mainly more towards the music side of things. He runs his show at 7 p.m. on Fridays at the same number. So if you want to, you know, tune into that, you can do so. The number is 646-238-3838. We also have a website, which is blogtalkradio.com/GQPalette. And you can go on there and listen to archives of past shows and different things like that. We have a lot of interesting shows going on here. This radio show has been running for at least four plus years. So it's been doing big things over there. Again, this is an adult show. We do encourage adult callers. Sometimes we do have younger listeners in there, but that's used at the parents' discretion. So, but again, we appreciate you guys calling in, and hopefully you catch us the same time next week at 8 p.m., 646-238-3838. I'm Angie Renee on Facebook, which it's actually going to be changed tonight. You'll see something different for anybody that's my friend on there. The name will be changed tonight once I get to work. But if you have any questions, comments, topics, or concerns, you can hit me up inbox and just drop me a line or whatever. If you have something you'd like to discuss on the show, feel free to just send us an email. Our email is geequee002@gmail.com, and that's all lowercase letters, geequee002@gmail.com. So if you have something that you want to discuss with us, even if you have some music, you upload it and email it to my CEO, and you take a look and listen and check it out and see what's going on. And if you send any music to him, you send a bio as well and picture, and then you see what happens from there. So anybody that, you know, needs to send an email or something, just send it to that email, geequee002@gmail.com, lowercase letters. So on that note, I am getting ready to tune out, and I will catch you guys the same time next week. Appreciate the callers and the listeners out there, the mayor. We had Twisted T on the line. We had Mike on the road riding, talking to us and all that good stuff. We appreciate you, brother. Heard me, Mike? Okay. Again, thanks, Dia. Thank you for your comments on Facebook as well. Next week I may go live on Facebook while I'm doing the show, and we'll see what happens. Y'all know how I go there. I take a little risk and all that stuff. So we go see what happens. Make it a little interesting. Again, appreciate you guys, and I will holla at y'all next week. Checking up the deuces. Peace.
we at, man?
Where baby doll come from?
Put this funny looking shirt on.
I don't know,
yo,
man, but I'm gonna go check you out, man.
Where's Lionel at, man? I gotta talk to him about something.
Oh yeah, back to the video.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect. You ready, Ron? I'm ready. You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh yeah, take it down. Girl, I must warn you.
Never trust a big